AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solving coach, helping you with your small business and professional development needs. You can follow us on Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn, and Margaret Jackson, Facebook, Business on the Edge, and of course, our Facebook group for women, On the Edge Women in Business. And as always, you can email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. That's ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. Every week, I like to thank our listeners for tuning in. We appreciate your listenership. We absolutely do. We work hard to bring you a great show that inspires your professional development and small business growth. You can always dial into the show and get your questions and comments on air at 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220. Nothing limits achievement like small thinking. Nothing expands possibilities like unleashed thinking. That's William Arthur Ward. Nothing limits achievement like small thinking. Nothing expands possibilities like unleashed thinking. I enjoy unleashed thinking. And we're going to kind of go in that segue tonight. We're going to segue into really unleashed thinking. Here's the On the Edge power question tonight. How does your business make money? How do you make money? A couple of weeks ago, we talked about business models. And so we're going to jump back in that mode a little bit tonight with, and that's unleashed thinking in terms of setting up the right type of business model that makes money. We want business models to make money, or you want it to make money. So what's in the news tonight? What's in the news? Well, what's in the news today? USA Today reported that 175,000 jobs were added to the job market in February. I'm always excited about jobs being added to the job market. Unfortunately, the unemployment rate did rise to 6.7% from the 6.6%. Every day I kind of take a look at Yahoo News. And, you know, they always have interesting stories, you know, a lot of stories about celebrities. But they'll have stories about education, jobs, you know, what's going on. And so I came across this article today, five college majors to avoid. So that was a have to. I got to look at this. I have to find out what are the five college majors are we saying we should avoid. And so let's just take a look at those five areas. Number one, architecture. I did not know that. Architecture, unemployment rate for recent graduates in the architecture field or degree field, 12.8%. Now, the love job, this isn't the number one job to avoid is architecture. So the number one, and I was not surprised at this, the number one career field or degree field that's loved is healthcare administration. Healthcare is taking off, and we've seen this really for the last 2 years that this industry is really taking off to the point, actually, even with elder care and elderly care, with regards to all of these different. I don't think I'd ever thought that we would have agencies that would franchise healthcare, elder care. Interesting. So I don't know what the turnover rate for employees are, but that's, for me, it's a little scary. But the love degree, number one, unemployment rate for recent grads, and that's 4.6%. Not bad at all. So the hated degree, number two, hated degree. Again, doesn't surprise me. Anthropology. So how's that? 12.6%, a little lower than architecture, but so relics and, you know, ancient, you know, civilization, culture. Exactly. Okay. So the love degree, number two, which is great. I love this. Education. unemployment rate for recent grads is 5%. So that's awesome. So I am really glad that we're taking a closer look at really, you know, improving our education system, you know, making sure that we're educated, our kids are educated. In fact, we had Will Ector on a show last week, who superintendent, and we had some great dialogue about our educational system. If you missed that show, you can certainly go on to www.kdow.biz and pick that up and listen to it. So, hated degree number three. Now, this one hurt. I don't know how I'm going to break this to my son. Arts, film, video, and photography, arts, and fine arts. My son is a fantastic artist. He's in film classes and just finished a program last year. I started in high school that was arts correspondence course, unemployment rate. What kind of mother am I? Business coach. My son is in unemployment rate for recent graduates, 11.4%. So, but because I'm tied to the industry, I'll make sure that my son has work. He does. He is our photographer. So he'll have a job, but that just hurt. You know, this is also part of my background. So anyway, love degree. Now this is fantastic. Business never goes away. We never get tired of the business degree. Unemployment rate for recent graduates is 7.6%. Not bad. So business is certainly the way to go. If you're not sure, hated degree number four, philosophy. Really, so philosophy. There's no 9.5% unemployment rate. Love degree number four, communications. So we've got the business communications down on my side, so I'm on the right track here. So unemployment rate for the communications degree, 8.2%. Hated degree, number five. I don't want any stones thrown at me. Religious studies. I would not. Religious studies. Unemployment rate for recent grads, 9.5%, which I could understand. Where do you get it outside of, you know, faith-based organizations where you're going to get a job, maybe a museum, possibly, history, Smithsonian, maybe. Okay, so number five, love degree. The number five, computer science. How about that? That's not a shocker. I'm surprised that's not number one, but 8.7% unemployment rate for recent graduates. So the degrees that you want to look at are computer science, communications, business, education, healthcare administration, Unitech College, great place. They have their nursing program over there, so that's fantastic. But I thought that's kind of fun to kind of talk about a little bit what degrees to avoid. And so if you have students in college, make sure it's not architecture, anthropology, arts, film, video, photography. That's my son, so we'll have to have a conversation tonight. Philosophy and religious studies. So anyway, let's move on. I have a story for you. We sent out a press release last week on our Women in Business, On the Edge Women in Business Club, and what they're saying about us. And we got a quote from one of the women that joined the club. It's really exciting. And one of the things that she shared with us is that she came to an event. We had the Celebrate 2014 Women in Business at the beginning of this year in January, late January. And the cover charge was only $15. And I do things like this because they're just like, why do you charge such, nominal rates? Because there's a group of business owners out there, men and women, small business owners, that can't accommodate $150 for some event. And I think it's fair to say I like small business owners and these really small guys to succeed. And so I want to make things accessible to them. And so we're celebrating the women. And it was only $15. And she said that's the best $15 she ever spent because she, that's when we announced that we were launching the club. And so she joined the club. Now, what's interesting, she's joined two chambers prior to that. And so that's somewhere about between $300 and $500 per chamber. And so she was able to join our club as a professional, not a business owner, for $40, right? So for that, because of how we have the model of the club designed to be, three things that I'm focusing on is accessibility for women in business. And we're looking for them to have these opportunities that they would not otherwise have as easily as those that have a bigger financial arsenal. And so, and then we want them to be sustainable. So, so we set this organization of this club up that's been in my heart for about 5 years. And so we're excited about it. Now, she's getting the benefits already from this. And what do business owners want in their careers and professions? You know what people want? They want to be successful in their businesses, in their careers. Number one, they want to be successful. I don't think, unless you're a sloth, could be a sloth, you want to be successful in your business, in your career. Number two, people want hope. And when you're struggling trying to build your business, it is easy to get discouraged. It is frustrating sometimes, and you're wondering whether or not you've done the right thing, you know, and not having maybe the coaches or mentors around, it can seem like a lost cause sometimes. So they want hope, and hope keeps a person moving forward. You know, you see the light at the end of the tunnel. And number three, they want results. And you know what they want? They really want the big results. And I want to help them get those big results. And number four, people don't want to be discouraged in their professional efforts or growing their businesses. And unfortunately, discouragement is going to come. That's just par for the course. But if we can help small businesses, these small guys that so many agencies, organizations, mentors, coaches walk past because they don't have the financial strength. And by the way, this business that gave us such a great testimonial for our press release, they've been in business since 1967. So their business model is strong. They're just trying to do more, get their name out there, and we're helping them do that. And she's absolutely ecstatic because one day she's going to take over the business because it's a family-owned business in about 5 years from now or 7 years from now. And so we want to help her prepare for that, and she's preparing for another level of success. When we come back, more on how you're making money. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Berry's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
They were brought to you by Garmin. Still pretty heavy there on South 101 trying to get into San Francisco. That starts around Spencer Avenue before the Waldo Tunnel and riding very tight, heading down onto the Golden Gate Bridge where they flipped the lanes a while ago, going with 4 North to clear out the San Francisco side, but causing those backups on the southbound side. Also, we see a pretty heavy delay crossing the Bay Bridge where the metering lights have been turned on, and we see slow stuff most of the way across. If you're heading into the city, trying to get out of San Francisco, North 101 may be a little bit better, but still Cesar Chavez out to the Skyway and Lower Deck. Hate traffic? Don't hate. Drive happy. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid traffic and construction delays with updates delivered as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin. And for more traffic information, SigAlerts.com.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge. Keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge. And listen to Business on the Edge with your host, Margaret Jackson, every Friday evening at 6, part of Money 2.0 here on AM 1220 KDOW.
I'm just a dad who's a bit paranoid about home security. I just worry when I work late and my family is home. So I was Googling home security and it got crazy confusing. The giant guys were way out of my price range with some bad reviews, and the discount security systems just seemed sketchy. So I asked a friend at church who's a cop, and he said he has Vivint Home Security. Figured a cop would know. And Vivint gave me $1,300 in free security equipment, like video cams, very high-tech stuff, at no extra cost. Look, if you worry about your family's security, Vivint is the way to go.
This week, get up to $1,300 in security cameras and equipment at no charge. $1,300 plus free installation and 1 month free service. Hurry and claim this exclusive offer at GetVivint.com. GetVivint.com or call 1-800-594-0856. 800-594-0856.
Restrictions apply. Activation as low as $99 required. Up to 60-month agreement at minimum $49.99 per month. Not available in Louisiana. See Vivint.com for license numbers.
Want to know how to invest your way to financial security? Get an expert's perspective. Saturday afternoons on KDOW when host Mike D'Arrigo brings you the Pinnacle Perspective.
Hi, this is Mike D'Arrigo. Join me this Saturday when I'll bring you practical insights and perspectives to help you create passive income and financial security through real estate, whether you're just starting out or if you're a seasoned investor.
The Pinnacle Perspective with Mike D'Arrigo. Saturdays at 1 p.m. on AM 1220 KDOW. How do you manage the runaway costs of college? Start by listening to College Smart Radio with Mark Guthrie and Beatrice Schultz.
We all know that college is expensive, and understanding the cost of college and how to reduce expenses and navigate the financial aid system is a smart thing to know.
Hi, I'm Beatrice Schultz. Listen in to this Saturday's College Smart Radio program. We promise to bring you up-to-date information from the front lines of helping parents deal with the most expensive years of their lives.
College Smart Radio, Saturdays at 3 p.m. on AM 1220 KDOW. This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you know.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Because I'm happy. I'm happy. I like that song. I think it's so cool. Didn't win an Oscar, but could have, should have. TipNow is a texting mobile application, email, and voice-based anonymous reporting system to deter crime and suspicious activity on college campuses, K-12 schools, corporations, cities, hospitals, you name it, it is available. Safety is a must-have. So you see something, you say something. Use in your mobile device to alert the proper authorities or campus security. If you mention that you heard it here on KDOW, Resiligence, the creator of the safety solution, will give you a 10% discount on the TipNow mobile application. Go to www.tipnow.com to learn a little bit more about it. Fantastic tool. I am so excited about it. It is popping up all over the country and international as well. So they started unrolling it in some international countries, Australia, for example. So we're talking about how you make money, and I used an example of some things that we're doing to help businesses, kind of women in business in particular, to make money. Business models is about how you make money. And the number one question that you want to ask yourself, if you're thinking about going into business or if you're already in business, and like the young lady that joined our On the Edge Women in Business Club, she has to ask this question. You know, her family started this business in 1967. And so the question was, what problem are you trying to solve? What problem are you trying to solve? People want their problems solved. Sometimes we don't know that we have a problem or a need for some solution for example, like mobile phones. We didn't we didn't know that we really wanted a mobile phone or a cell phone. And so I did a little digging on cell phones, mobile phones, when mobile phones really came across our radar screen. Now, for what it's worth, this is Wiki history, so you can add to it if you'd like to. But and you can call in tonight if you want to get any questions on here, 1-800-516-1220. You can also get this information off of our Facebook page in terms of the On the Edge Women in Business Club. We'll have information for you out there, and as well as the Yahoo information on jobs to avoid. So I picked this up from 1973. Now, there's some information on Wikipedia that there was some designs, previous designs, prior to 1973. But do you remember when people drove around with phones in their car, the antennas? We thought that was so cool. I can remember watching Young and the Restless, and the police officer, police detective, would pull out this humongous phone. I thought, wow, that is so cool. Well, that technology, that evolved. And now, and what it did is it changed the need for the Superman telephone booth, right? You would see a telephone booth on every corner. But what did cell phones do? We were taught the need to have a cell phone. You know, you can connect with your family immediately. You don't have to stop at a, you know, my mother used to give us like quarters, you know, if you needed to call home. But now we eliminated the need for the public, you know, phone booth that we at some point thought would always be there. And so that's what finding, you know, the problem that you're trying to solve. What is that product? What is that service? What is that need that's out there? And sometimes we have to teach our customers that they, in fact, need it. You know, so when you're developing your business, what problem are you trying to solve, and who are you trying to service with that particular problem? Who needs that problem solved in regards to cell phones? Well, most everyone on the planet, well, have a cell phone, not on the planet. Let's say the United States. Let's be modest in that. You have children going to school with cell phones that are 6-year-olds. So solving problems, making money. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
Brought to you by Garmin. Getaway Friday ride, very, very slow for the Bay Bridge. Eastbound before Treasure Island on the lower deck, a stalled transit bus is in the left lane. That's just adding to the headaches. It's slow from at least Cesar Chavez on North 101, leading onto the span towards that point. The upper deck ride is very, very slow as well. The metering lights are on. Watch for delays once you're on westbound on the bridge all the way into the city by the bay. A long string of brake lights out of Los Altos Hills, where it's stop-and-go traffic southbound 280 Page Mill Road all the way to downtown San Jose and 10th Street. South 880 is Slow Montague Expressway to 17280 in San Jose. South 101, Fair Oaks Avenue brake lights, Sunnyvale, in stretches to Oakland Road, San Jose. Hate traffic? Don't hate. Drive happy. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid traffic and construction delays with updates delivered as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight-talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge, Keeping It Real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge. And listen to Business on the Edge with your host, Margaret Jackson, every Friday evening at 6, part of Money 2.0 here on AM 1220 KDOW.
In the last several years, real estate has never been more affordable. Opportunities for investing have never been better. But sometimes financing, especially for investors, has never been more confusing. Hi, this is Joe Cacera. Join me and the entire Real Estate 360 team weekday afternoons at 3 p.m. as we'll help you better understand the world of real estate from an investor's perspective. Guest experts help us cut through the confusion. RE360, weekday afternoons at 3 p.m. here on AM 1220 KDOW.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
According to data from Standard & Poor's, California home prices have risen around 20% in just the last year. With this great news, Cash Call can probably refinance you to eliminate your mortgage insurance. Or you can take the cash out of the new equity to pay expensive bills like taxes, credit cards, whatever. Make the Cash Call at 866-590-CASH, and in minutes, with no cost or obligation, we'll tell you what your home's current value looks like and figure out how much we can cut your total monthly payments while cutting your interest rate, too. So call us at 866-590-CASH and take advantage of your home's higher value and our fixed rates as low as 3.5% rate and APR with no closing costs. None. The sooner you call, the sooner you could cut your total monthly payments.
Cash Call Inc. Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lenders Law License Number 603-8780. NMLS Number 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Superior Compliance Solutions, LLC Meetup. Every third Thursday of the month. This month, March 20th, 8:30 to 10 a.m. The topic will be small business data privacy and cyber crime. I wonder if Target's managers are going to go to that. I'd recommend... I'm just saying, small business data privacy and cybercrime. Location is going to be at 19925 Stevens Creek Boulevard, Suite 100, Cupertino, California. So if you're in the area, show up for that. That is going to be awesome. 8:30 to 10 o'clock, March 20th, third Thursday of the month. Superior Compliance Solutions have these meetings. So for additional information, please contact Nancy Franklin, who is also a member of the On the Edge Women in Business Club. We're excited to have her on board at 408-725-7153 or info@SuperiorCompliancesSolutions.com. That's info@SuperiorCompliancesSolutions.com. Don't forget to tell Nancy that you heard it here on AM 1220, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Good stuff for small businesses. And here's the thing is small business owners tend to not take advantage of what's available to them until it's a hot topic. They're in a hot seat. Don't be that person. If you are working and have a great job somewhere in Silicon Valley or somewhere here in California, wherever you're at, wherever you're listening, and you're thinking about starting a business, and you're working, you have sustainability in terms of your household revenue system, financial structure, start now. Start thinking now. Start thinking about your business model now. Start thinking about what problems you want to solve. Think about who needs you to solve their problem? These are important questions for your business model. It's not the business plan that makes you money. It's really the business model. The business plan is really a result of what's going on with the business model, although the pieces of the business model will be inside the business plan. That makes sense. But the great place to start in terms of starting a business is when you're working for someone else. You're not struggling. You can really take the time to do your homework and really start smart. I knew that I was going to start a business while I was working for another organization. And you know what I regret? Is that I didn't start thinking about it in terms of developing it while I was working at that organization. I thought, let me put all my energy here, and I gave 100%. But I could have taken time off work to begin to build my first company. And so I would strongly recommend that if you're that person. So we're talking about, how are you making money? Business models. Who needs you to solve their problem? So let's think about this a little bit. I was talking about the mobile phones. Well, the mobile phone audience in the 70s was not a huge target, was not a huge market. I mean, that's a small market. But things began to evolve, redeveloping the phone. We didn't have this bulky phone, and they got smaller and more compact and commercialized. And so what did that do? It created new jobs. It created service centers. It created insurances and making sure that you know, phone theft and all of these things. They began, you know, we have all of these things that deal with our cell phones, servicing them when they break down. And it created this whole new industry that we didn't have back in the 70s. So we want to, when you're thinking about solving problems, you're thinking about how big that industry is going to be for you. And that's going to be very important. We're going to go to a commercial break. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
Brought to you by Garmin. Getaway Friday ride, very, very slow for the Bay Bridge. Eastbound Bay Bridge, the metering lights remain on. It'll be slow all the way in the westbound direction into the city by the bay. North 101 slow from Cesar Chavez Street almost out to Treasure Island. It'll pick up from that point on the new eastern span on the way into Oakland, headed into the maze. Now, the Golden Gate Bridge northbound is moving smoothly now. The southbound direction, all 101 slow from the Waldo Tunnel to the north end. The bridge crews are going to go to a 3-and-3 configuration as soon as they can. Three lanes northbound, three lanes southbound. San Mateo Bridge, eastbound before the high-rise, conked out car, the left lane. Slow traffic from El Camino Real. Hate traffic? Don't hate. Drive happy. Get a Garmin Newbie with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid traffic and construction delays with updates delivered as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS. For more traffic information,
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson, will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge, keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge. And listen to Business on the Edge with your host Margaret Jackson every Friday evening at 6, part of Money 2.0 here on AM 1220 KDOW.
Emotions can have a big effect on how we make retirement decisions. As the financial safari's Mark Trutman tells us, we need to get rid of one of those emotions.
A fear emotion. So you want to get that fear out of there and do what I've always advocated is learn. Knowledge is power.
Get all the information you need to make sound retirement decisions by listening each week to the Financial Safari with the Bay Area's local trusted advisor, Mark Trutman. Saturday mornings at 10 on AM 1220 KDOW, the Bay Area's business leader.
Now here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
On the edge. Welcome back to Business on the Edge. I love it. You know, I really enjoy doing this show, and we get some really cool music. My producer, Kevin, is awesome. It's so fun. You know, you're having that evening drive home maybe from work, and we can talk a little bit of business, have a little fun, have a couple of laughs. I like to laugh. I laugh a lot just because sometimes in business things, you better be able to laugh and find some joy, because you can definitely, you know, you're going to have those days that you're going to need that reserve. But I enjoy doing what I do and making it a little bit of entertaining for you, hopefully. And so thank you, Kevin, for always just keeping the music just eclectic and fun. Cynthia Lowry is bringing back that old-fashioned door-to-door insurance relationship. Remember the days when your entire household knew the name of the family insurance agent? Cynthia Lowry is that agent with that old-fashioned family feel. You can contact Cynthia Lowry, agent with New York Life Insurance Company, for an appointment to discuss your insurance needs for business or personal, and to learn how to help secure your family's future. Cynthia Lowry, CA insurance license is 0H78331. You can contact her at 650-520-0742 or at Lowry, C as in cat, at F as in Frank, T as in Tom, .NewYorkLife.com. And of course, don't forget to mention that you heard it here on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Get your insurance needs fulfilled. You'd be amazed at how many people in the country, in the United States, that do not have life insurance, for example. So you want to take care of those needs if you have them, or help other family members, maybe struggling family members, with those needs as well, if you can. You know, I was, quick story, just on the tail end of something, you know, helping family members. I had to help my brother do something today, and he's in Illinois, and I was at the bank just taking care of some things, and this young guy who works at the bank, he's probably not more than 22, and he said, you're the big sister. I said, well, I'm the twin sister, so about 20 minutes older, and he said, you know, he said, I'm the big brother and I have to help my siblings. He said, it's good that you're helping your brother. And I said, yeah. I said, you know, if I have it, he's got it. And I said, you know what? If he's got it and I need it, I have it. So we want to be able to help our family members. And sometimes, you know, even with those insurance needs, it'd be good to know that they're there. That's what we should be doing. So anyway, I just thought that was interesting. Very cool young man. So when we're talking about how you're making your money, business, the business model, and I'm kind of digging into it a little bit, you know, within this hour that we have, but who are you? Who's your target audience? You know, how big is that target audience? You can fizzle out, you know, if you're not forward thinking about changes, economic changes, technology changes. This conversation with a little story, with the COO, we were out to lunch, and they're investing in, now I'm from Illinois, so they're investing in an area in Chicago that I know that has a higher crime rate, and they're building homes for middle-class families, and they want middle-class families to move into this area to kind of repopulate it and show this real positive, you know, family, you know, tend usually black or Hispanic in this particular area. And so I said, well, I have a 20-year-old son. I said, I wouldn't move there because now, even though this is an opportunity that he's trying to create this great new with other investors, this new inner city neighborhood, I said, but you have to change the thinking of the people. And so when you're, and this is all, you know, who are they servicing? They're servicing and putting houses and homes there, and middle-class people could live there, but I wouldn't put my son there because he'd be at risk with the thinking of that neighborhood. And eventually I think it'll not be what they want it to be. You first have to change the thinking of the people and those that are already there. So their goal is to sell to middle-class families to move in areas that have a higher crime rate, potentially to encourage change. Is that a great business model in terms of what they're thinking? I think it's a good thing that they're thinking and wanting to do. However, I'm skeptical because you can't teach an old dog new tricks, or maybe that's the wrong analogy. Maybe I'm thinking more like, if you don't change the thinking and the people that are already there, the gang members that are there, the drug dealers that are connected to this neighborhood, do you think that your family is going to make a huge difference on how they're thinking? And you're putting them at risk in terms of not having that type of wrong thinking? You know, I don't think so. So when you're creating your business models, you know, you really want to think through whether or not, you know, it can make that long haul, and you might have to adjust what you're doing. Like, I think it's a good thing, but maybe they want to bring in some ways of trying to educate the people that are already there. So again, whatever your business model is, whatever you're selling, or whatever you are trying to do, is your product better than anyone else's out there? Is it different? Is it radically different? Is it less expensive? Can you compete in the marketplace? You have to ask yourself these questions. I tend to be an encourager, motivator. I'm pretty optimistic. But above all, I'm a strategist. I am a strategist to the core. I like strategy. I tend to be an out-of-the-box thinker. I'll think about what you're not thinking about. And sometimes I think about things and like, where did that come from? You know, but I'm blessed in being able to think these different ways. You know, why? Because you want a strong revenue model. You want your business model to make money. Can it make money? How do you charge for your products, for example? You know, so again, I guess the bottom line really is think through your business models, think through your products and services, think through who you're servicing so that you can create the best possible situation for your business so it can go the long haul. You don't want to fizzle out. Businesses do, and they can, but you don't want to fizzle out. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
Update brought to you by Garmin. It is quite slow out of Oakland, headed for San Francisco via the Bay Bridge. The metering lights remain on. It'll be slow all the way in the westbound direction into the city by the bay. North 101 slow from Cesar Chavez Strait almost out to Treasure Island. It'll pick up from that point on the new eastern span on the way into Oakland, headed into the maze. Now, the Golden Gate Bridge northbound is moving smoothly now. The southbound direction, all 101 slow from the Waldo Tunnel to the north end. The bridge crews are going to go to a 3-and-3 configuration as soon as they can. 3 lanes northbound, 3 lanes southbound. San Mateo Bridge, eastbound before the high-rise, conked out car in the left lane. Slow traffic from El Camino Real. Hate traffic? Don't hate. Drive happy. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid traffic and construction delays with updates delivered as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS. For more traffic information, log on to SigAlert.com.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson, will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business.
go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge, keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge. And listen to Business on the Edge with your host, Margaret Jackson, every Friday evening at 6, part of Money 2.0 here on AM 1220 KDOW.
Market Wrap listeners, join Mo Ansari at his next seminar on Wednesday, March 19th in the Bay Area. He'll review the markets, look at technical indicators, and discuss top investment themes for 2014, as well as risks in fixed income bond portfolios. Plus, he'll make time to answer questions about your favorite stock, mutual fund, or any investment questions you have. The seminar is free, but you must have a reservation. So call now, as space is extremely limited. Call 800-388-9700. That's 800-388-9700, and join Mo Ansari on Wednesday, March 19th in the Bay Area for the free seminar. Space is limited, so call now to make your reservation. Call 800-388-9700. That's 800-388-9700, or register online at compaq.com. That's compaq.com.
Compaq Asset Management is a registered investment advisor. Funds custodian Fidelity Institutional Wealth Services, member FINRA SIPC.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Can I go on my way without you? Whoa, how can I know?
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. This has been a nice, relaxing, kind of that cool caramel macchiato, laid-back coffee kind of segment. Radio show tonight. So I've enjoyed it. Every now and then I like to just, it's just you, me, and the microphone. It's kind of cool. And of course, Kevin. Thumbs up. So we're talking about making money. Your business model, your revenue model is important. And like I said prior to the break, is your product or service better? How does it differ? You know, and it used to be just, let's just differentiate. And so now we like to say, let's radically differentiate. Can you create a model that's not easily duplicated by your competitors? You want to look at that. Can you compete, like I said before, in the marketplace? And then, you know, money is what it's costing to do business today, and because of our economy, is it less expensive? And less expensive doesn't mean, when you're talking about expenses, is it affordable? You know, you're not just competing against your competitor who's selling the same product. You're competing against how they're going to spend that, say that $20. What does that cost? I got this great opportunity. And I was definitely flattered. I got an email from someone who has a women's group. I'm a member of several different types of groups, and now the founder of the On the Edge Women in Business Club. And their group, the annual cost to be in this group, and it's exclusive, is $15,000. And what they're doing is phenomenal. Again, this elite business group. And when I look at that, if I look at their model versus the On the Edge Women in Business model, I'm really interested in, for example, and I said this earlier, affordability, accessibility, and sustainability for these women. And so can they afford $15,000 or $12,000 if they pay front, and that's not something that's accessible for them. Now, if I look at the target audience between their audience and my audience, and again, this is about business models. And so if I just looked at these networking groups, and we're more than a networking group, but just for the sake of argument, what are those differences? You know, we're giving preferred rates, right, and resources that we apply, that women who come into the club. We have media resources. We have PR resources. We have points and rewards. We have measuring and tracking systems. We have mentorships and opportunities for giving back, you know, club membership programs for girls. And so when I look at that and then what I'm getting for the $5,000, the $15,000, one of the key, and the only thing that I really saw in this email was these events that they do. And so when you're looking at, and that's not a bad model, but that's for a different type of target audience. But what I'm saying is, how big is that market? How big is our market in terms of connecting with women? So again, so when you're looking at your business model, who are you targeting, and can you sustain that long haul? And if you need to make changes, can you easily make changes without it really making it difficult for you? So again, you know, like I said, companies can thrive and then they can fizzle out if they're not making the adjustments and changes to their business model as economics change. And you don't recognize that, you know, that maybe the previous product is no longer or service is in demand. You really want to try to keep it going. Sometimes we don't know how to let go. You know, like I said, remember the Superman telephone booth? We don't have the Superman telephone booth anymore. So, you know, create the right business model for your business. Make the adjustments that you need to make. Use what works. Make sure you're competing well. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here at AM 1220 KDOW, business and finance. In the Bay Area, my producer is like, oh, you have a ways to go. So if you want to connect with us and if you want more information about our On the Edge Women in Business Club, you can certainly connect with us at businessontheedge.biz or go to our Facebook page. And again, you're listening to AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business and finance leader. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Have a good night.